Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast. We're your hosts, Steven.
And Kyle.
How's it going, Kyle?
It's going, man.
How are you holding up in all this heat, bud?
It fucking sucks.
Yeah, it does suck.
Especially when you work outside all day. It tends to get a little rough out there.
I'm not a fan.
No.
You told me today that I look like I've been living in a tanning bed.
You do.
Well.
You look like you're from Jersey Shore.
I wish.
Me too.
That'd be fucking dope.
Fucking Pauly Steve.
No. Anyway, we hope all you guys and gals out there are keeping cool and keeping safe and just living your best fucking life.
Yep.
But Kyle's put together an episode today, and we are going to bring it to you. Before we do that, we got to get through all the business. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast, and you'll find us. If you like to hang out on Facebook, come on over to the pages and share memes, post creepy shit, you know, the whole spiel. Just come hang out, have a good time. If you listen to us on YouTube, make sure you like us and subscribe, however the fuck YouTube works. I don't know. Anyway, if you have a creepy story to tell and you'd like to share with us, Kyle's going to tell you how to do that.
You can call us at 1-877-800-HOLLOW. You can use your voice record memo thing on your smartphone there, record your story, then shoot it over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com. You can email us written stories, recorded stories, whatever you want to do. If you're on Reddit, because I know we've got a lot of people bouncing off of Reddit, you can send us stories on there. However you want to do it, we'll take it. Pretty simple. You guys, at this point, you already know the drill.
Yeah. And, I mean, we've got, looks like we've fallen on a lot of new ears here lately, according to our downloads. So, if any of our new listeners have anything they'd like to share, you know how to do it.
Absolutely.
We'd love to hear from you. And thanks for everybody sharing us around, telling your friends, kind of keep this ball rolling. It is awesome.
It is awesome.
Back to podcast episodes. Yeah. If you listen to us on Apple or iTunes podcast, hop over there and leave us a 5-star rating and review, and we will gladly share it. And I just want to say, you guys have been hammering it lately. We've got a fuck ton of new 5-star ratings and reviews.
Hell yeah.
So you guys are dope and doing the Lord's work.
Keep it up.
So it's awesome. Today's 5-star rating and review comes from our friend JRF929. Says, always entertaining, keep it up, 5 stars. Whether or not every topic discussed on your show is true or not, the stories told are always entertaining. You guys work so well together. I listen all day while I'm at work and the day flies by. Keep it up, you guys rock. Well, thanks, Jay. You rock. Let me be the first to say that.
Nailed it.
Yeah. It's thanks so much for taking the time to just hop over there and leave us the kind words. It really helps, like, push our podcast to a wider audience whenever we get those 5-star ratings. It kind of helps us work through the charts at Apple. I don't know all the algorithms and the schematics of that shit, but it does help. And we are glad that we help you get through your work day, Jay.
That's what I was going to say.
That's anything, what we're here for.
Anything to make the asinine daily routine of work go out the window, that's what we'll do. And we're glad that we can get you through the day, you know, safely and without wanting to kill yourself at the end of the day. Because we all know how that goes.
It took a sharp left. Sharp left turn.
Well, come on. There's nobody out there that truly enjoys your job. If you do,
then it's not really work.
Yeah, and if you do enjoy your job, hats off. I'm happy for you.
You know what I enjoy?
What? Fucking monsters?
A fucking monster.
I know. I already downed mine, and I should have held off, but I couldn't do it anymore.
I know. It's 11 o'clock at night. I'm cracking this open.
Oh, I should have.
I wish they'd fucking sponsor us.
They will eventually.
Yeah, that'd be tight.
Yeah.
Dope, if you will. But anyway, if you have a weird story you'd like to share with us, please shoot it our way.
Do it.
We are going to jump into our listener experience of the day right about now.
Hey guys, I'm back with another encounter with the weird for you. And I got to thank Steve for sparking this memory with his Has anybody been missing forks? Question. So this story actually takes place almost 10 years ago. And it was a series of events that happened at the first house my husband and I bought when we moved back to Illinois from Arizona. And we moved into our house about mid-September and started noticing some weird things. We would hear things in the basement, or I especially would. My husband worked a rotating shift, and it seemed to only happen when he was gone, either for the evening shift or the night shift. When he was there at night, nothing happened, which was, you know, of course, awesome for me. So I started hearing things in the basement, like just noises of things moving around. One night I was upstairs in one room, and I was playing on the computer, and I started hearing scratching, like on the floorboards near me. And I kind of thought, oh, maybe there's an animal under the house, but it was like really odd scratching. So I called my dad, and he came over and listened, and he never heard anything. It had stopped when he got there. So then my stepson moved in with us about 3 or 4 weeks after we had moved into the house. And one night I was tucking him into bed, and we heard laughter in the basement, two separate voices. And that obviously freaked us out, and I wasn't going to go down there and check. I mean, I didn't think anybody was in the house. It was just two different male voices laughing. Then one day when my husband was actually home, he and I both heard a broom fall over in the basement, and he went down there to check it out, and nothing had fallen. There wasn't even a broom in the basement to fall over. But you know that sound that like a broom handle makes when it bounces off a concrete floor? That's what we heard. So then, a few weeks after all this, we started having spoons go missing. We lost, I would say, probably 6 spoons. It was enough that I had to go buy more spoons, and never found them. No idea what happened to them. And then one night I heard one of my music boxes playing, and I have two different music boxes, and neither one of them have ever played by themselves before that or since then. Then another night, I saw lights in our kitchen, and they were not reflecting off of a surface. They were free-floating 4 or 5 circular orbs but they were round balls of light, different colored. And then the last thing that we had happen was one night my stepson and I heard voices in the basement again, but this time it sounded like fighting, like two men fighting. And I had finally gotten fed up, and I stood up and I went out to our kitchen, and I said, okay, that's enough. This is our house and you need to leave now. And we didn't have anything happen after that. And we lived in that house probably 2 years before we sold it. So there you go. I don't know if anything's happened there since then, but that is my tale Let me know if you have any questions.
Well, thanks so much for sharing your story. That is a lot to unpack.
Yes.
The missing silverware definitely correlates with the fairy encounters, or I guess it's not really an encounter because I didn't really see any fairies. So, but people attribute them to taking shit. But the rest of it sounds, I mean, it sounds like a haunting to me. The
yeah.
disembodied voices, see, even the lights. I mean, I don't know, because the lights almost sound like alien phenomenon, but the disembodied voices are definitely spiritual phenomenon. It just sounds like a wild house.
It does. I mean, I would agree. Overall, I feel like it's more or less a haunting than the Fae, unless of course, the Fae want you to perceive it as a haunting, and they're just fucking with you.
They're tricky little folk.
They're known to be tricksters, but the fact, I mean, then again, I don't know if they can replicate humans' voices in a way to make it sound like two grown men are fighting, because the video, like we were talking about on the Fae episode with Josh Gates, it sounded like a little Lucky Charm motherfucker.
I forgot about that video.
Yeah, it's good.
But I would definitely, if you're able to, look into some history of the house, see if there was any, because you said that those are like the only encounters that you had and nothing happened after that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious as to if there was a history of some sort of maybe violence had taken place between two males, you know, which would kind of substantiate you hearing the voices and such. And were you going somewhere with that
guy? Yeah, I was going to say that is another really good contributing factor as to why I feel like it's more or less a haunting than the Fae itself. Because at the end of your story there, you asked, or you commanded the beings to kind of get the fuck out of your house, and they did. Whereas I think if you were to tell the Fae that, they would stick the big middle finger up back at you and start making things a lot more interesting around there, in my opinion.
Yeah. Your spoon's just been the tip of the iceberg, I imagine.
Yeah, that's kind of the route that I think I would choose for this, is that it's more of a haunting slash maybe some poltergeist-style shit.
Something kind of off-base, but kind of in the same vein. I've been reading a lot of Albert Rosales's books on humanoid encounters, and there was an encounter of a little girl who had lost the tooth, right? So she put the tooth under her pillow for the tooth fairy to come. Her mom was leaving to take her brother to some sort of camp early in the morning, so the little girl woke up and ran into the bathroom to brush her teeth. And as she looked back toward her bedroom, she saw a blue ball of light moving around her pillow where she had placed her tooth. And she said she kind of watched this ball of light manifest into an actual entity.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. And she attributed to this day of it being the tooth fairy. Because when she got up to go to the bathroom, the tooth was still under the pillow, right?
Uh-huh.
So she ran downstairs and was like telling her mom about it. Her mom just brushed it off. She went with her mom and her brother to go to drop him off wherever. When she came back, there was a coin underneath her pillow. But
that's weird.
It just made me think of fairies correlating to the balls of light that you saw, which also tied into another story, not necessarily of the Fae, but of the tooth fairy,
right?
In quotations. But I just thought I'd tie those together.
That's interesting.
Weird.
That is fucking weird.
So thank you so much for sharing your story with us. I would definitely look into the history of the house. See, like I said, see if there's any episodes of violence or people that have passed, especially males, because the male voices were prevalent in multiple encounters. I don't know, just a weird hot spot, but it's also weird that it only took place in that brief period of time and then you didn't have any encounters after that. It's hard to tell, especially when you have different instances of paranormal activity going on.
Right.
The missing silverware and the voices and shit like that. It's, I don't know, it's hard to pinpoint it when there's a lot of activity.
Yeah, especially when they're kind of specific to different things. You know, like you were saying, the silverware is more attributed to the Fae than the ghosts, and, you know, the voices and noises and stuff like that is more attributed to your classic haunting versus the Fae. So.
Yeah, because, I mean, poltergeists can move objects, but I don't... The fact that they disappeared and you never found them is weird.
It is weird.
Fucking weird. But, yeah, thank you for sharing.
We appreciate it.
If you do look into it and find some history or any more information on the house, please shoot it our way. I'm curious to see what kind of other shit went on there. So, on that note, Kyle has got a surprise
episode,
so I don't know what he's talking about here, so Woo-hoo. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
Sorry if I don't add anything to it.
It's okay, because you're going to. So, kind of another one of them topics where I have no idea what I'm going to write about. It's last minute. It's Friday night. And I just sit down.
Kyle texts me this morning, and he's like, I was up till 3 o'clock last night doing research.
Yeah.
It's a doozy. And I'm like, oh, fucking great.
It is. It's good. So in Georgia, there's a monument made of granite that was erected in 1980 in Elbert County.
The St. Louis Arch.
Pretty fucking close.
Hell yeah.
Even though, I mean, I just clearly stated that it was Georgia, but, you know, it is what it is.
Hell yeah, brother.
Now, on this monument, there's a set of 10 guides that are etched into it, and each one is in a different language. On top of the structure, there's 4 ancient language scripts inside a short message. All in all, there are 5 stones which are astronomically aligned. There is also an additional stone tablet to the west which provides some notes on the history and purpose of these guide stones. So if you haven't put it together by now, I have chosen the Georgia Guidestones.
Not just a clever name,
no,
since they're in Georgia.
No.
And they're Guidestones.
Right. And like I said, I had no idea what I was going to write. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start with this because we've talked about it before. And I'll just write a short episode on it. Well, I kept looking into them. And what I assumed to be what it was going to be like, maybe 1 hour to 2 hours of writing, ended up turning in at about 5 to 6 hours of just constantly going down different rabbit holes. Yeah, because, you know, normally whenever I tell my wife I'm going to go write, I'll go write for about 2 hours or so. And I usually start a little bit earlier than I did. And then I'll end up playing video games till 3 o'clock in the morning.
True that.
So, you know, it is what it is. But she was like, what time did you get in bed? I was like, 3. She's like, did you play Xbox? I'm like, no, I didn't. Like, it was straight up writing and research, so kind of out of the norm.
I've looked into this before, and the fact, like, it's so hard to find any answers.
Dog, I found them.
Oh, never mind.
Apparently I didn't look
in the right spot.
Yes, because this, I don't know. Like I said, this episode's going to be dope. So, by first glance and first hearing in the stones, one would basically think, so what? You know, some modern age rich asshole with lots of money decided to put up a monument with his personal thoughts on them and basically leave it at that, you know. But looking further into things, it starts to get really fucking strange. The guides, like I said, they were written in different languages, and the languages are English, Chinese, Russian, Spanish, Swahili, Hindi, Hebrew, and Arabic. So right off the bat, I'll get into the 10 guides, and I'll try to talk about, we'll discuss the guides after we go through them here. So the first one is maintain humanity under 500 million in a perpetual balance with nature. Guide number two is...
We are not doing that.
No. Guide number two is
first
guide
failed.
Reproduction wisely. Improve fitness and diversity.
Second failed.
Yes. Number three, unite humanity with a living new language.
Ooh, emojis. Third, pass.
Number four, rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason.
Four failed.
Number 5, protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts.
Failed.
Number 6, let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court.
Failed.
Number 7, avoid petty laws and useless officials.
Failed.
Number 8, balance personal rights with social duties. Number 9, prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. Yeah, I know. And number 10, be not a cancer on earth.
Failed.
Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. So as Steve noted that most of it we have utterly failed at.
The only thing we got right is emojis, is the one new living language. Because, I mean, it's like modern day hieroglyphics, really.
Yeah. Kind of, in a way. But, you know, so right off the bat, the one that really gets people is guide number 1, which is keep humanity under 500 million. And like Steve said, we are way past that.
And there is no balance with nature.
No, none whatsoever.
We are just devouring.
But I got to reading this one guy's thoughts on it, and people kind of backlashed on him.
Imagine
that. And were saying that he's being too critical, because you look at maintain humanity under 500 million, and a lot of people automatically go right toward basically population control, you know, and getting rid of most of us. Now, some people claim that this is more written in case something drastic happens, like an asteroid impact or World War III or what have you.
A pandemic,
I know.
Bum, bum, bum.
See, this is why I like this episode. Now, number 2, it was guide reproduction wisely, improve fitness and diversity. Now, his thoughts on this, which kind of makes sense, would be get more into gene editing and editing things out to improve overall human health. But that kind of strips people of their rights. And
people don't like when people play God.
Right, exactly. And then you unite humanity with a living new language. Well, that could also suggest the ushering in of the New World Order being under one government. So
maybe cell phones are the new living language.
It's possible.
Because if there's one thing that unites humanity, it's definitely social media and cell phones.
Yeah.
It also,
which is unfortunate,
unties humanity.
Right. You know, so there, you know, some of them, they, by face value, these laws, they sound decent. Like, some of them aren't that bad. But with these types of things, we all know there's always a hidden agenda / message. And there are some oddities that go throughout this that make you think there is an underlying conspiracy to it. And the capstone itself reads, "Let these be guidestones to an age of reason," which is inscribed in Egyptian hieroglyphs, Babylonian cuneiform, classical Greek, and Sanskrit. The man who put these stones up just showed up in Elbert County one day and introduced himself as R.C. Christian.
Definitely not his real name.
No, and he comes out and admits that. This is not my real name. But R.C. Christian is a reference to Christian Rosicrucis, or Christian Rose Cross. The man said he represents a small group of loyal Americans, also stating that they have planned this project for over 20 years. He told the men tasked with creating it that the message to be inscribed on the stones is to all mankind and is non-sectarian nor nationalistic, nor in any sense political. The stones must speak for themselves to all who take note and should appeal to believers and non-believers wherever and at all times. The man who put it up also hired an astronomer from the University of Georgia to help implement the design. They were put in such a way they were based on the sun's yearly migration. The center stone needed 2 precisely calibrated features: a hole through which the North Star would be visible at all times, and a slot that was to align with the position of the rising sun during the solstices and equinoxes. The capstone had an aperture through which a beam of sunlight would pass through each day at noon. shining on the center stone to indicate the day of the year, which kind of all sounds like some type of ritual, because they're, you know, when you start mentioning the solstices and stuff like that, it has reference and ties to pagan rituals. Another ironic thing out of this, which this is kind of the spearhead to why I think this episode is going to be so good. Ironically enough, I choose the Georgia Guidestones, and it is the 40th anniversary of the Guidestones. They were built in 1980. The year is now 2020. So it's kind of
hell yeah,
ironic in a way. Like I said, we've discussed this off topic or off air loosely before, and for some reason it caught my attention.
It should be Cape. I'm reading, looking up information as he's sharing information with you. And it said, the Guidestones should be capable of withstanding catastrophic events.
Yeah. They're no joke at all.
Should function as a compass, a calendar, a clock, and should be capable of withstanding catastrophic events.
Yeah. They're big. I think they're like, what did it say, like 20, almost 20 feet tall, weighing in at like 250,000 pounds. Like, they are significant pieces of granite. But to kind of get away from that and to some crazy shit, I'm saving the craziest for last because I think it directly ties into the year we're in. But
hell yeah, brother.
Someone took a drone and flew it over the monument one day and spotted what looked like a dark spot on the stones. And being conspiracy around the stones and everything else, the dude automatically assumes it's blood. And that someone most likely has performed some sort of blood sacrifice, because if it was blood, you would have to assume that it was almost 20 feet off the ground. So you would need a ladder or something to get up there. So it would have had to have been intentional. And then,
what if a fucking bird fell on it?
It's true. I mean, did some little asshole shoot a bird on top of it with a pellet gun and bleed out on it? I don't know.
I'm all in on this conspiracy, but I'm just like, there's a lot of different things.
There is. Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, it's definitely virgin sacrifice.
Yeah.
That's where my money is.
Sometime before this guy found that with his drone, there was a video of a pasture that warned the Guidestones would lead to blood sacrifices on the spot where they stood. He was making a point that the monument is some kind of a cult symbol and used for pagan rituals. So people, whenever this video surfaced of the drone footage and the blood, people started just hammering the police, need to get out there and check this shit out. And the phone was just constantly ringing off the hook, so the sheriffs finally had enough of it. They went out there, took out a ladder, climbed to the top of the monument, and according to the sheriff, it was a bluish-black stain of some sort, which they chalked up to basically water stain. The locals in the area will tell you a different story, and they'll tell you that they see people out there performing witchcraft. They're dressed in robes, and some people claim they're taking buckets of blood out there. But from what I could tell, they took samples of the blood, and it came back negative for blood. From what I'm being told.
From what they told
us. Yes, from what's being told. You know, let your mind wander.
Hey, Hollow Cult. The weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots, regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store
have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
And see where you end up. I don't know. It was it blood? Was it water? I don't fucking know. I really don't.
That, were you describing that? Definitely reminds me of the video from CERN
where they're
fucking out there.
Absolutely.
And the Shiva statues unveiled and all that.
Absolutely. There was another story that I found, and this one here for me is personally more convincing than the blood story, and it is fucking strange. So there, you know, try to Google these stones, or I'm definitely going to post some pictures on Instagram. Steve will post them on Facebook. But these stones are no joke. They're not small. And like I said, they're about 19 feet off the ground. There was this story how somebody climbed up to almost to the top corner of one of these stones and removed a fucking cube, a stone cube. And whenever I was reading it, I assumed that it was like just like a small cube, basically. No, it was like a foot by foot cube. It was a good section of stone removed, and it is clearly shaped as a fucking cube. So that's strange in itself. And supposedly there is 24-hour CCTV footage on these stones at all times. So another little strange fact. But apparently they caught the man who had taken the cube, but they caught him putting it back in the middle of the night one night.
He said, fuck this, yeah, put it back.
When he was questioned about it, he said he took it for personal, esoteric, and numerological reasons. And he basically told the cops, yeah, and he said, I don't want this weight anymore. So...
Dude.
Yeah, but and then they ended up not.
That's some cursed bullshit right there.
It very well could be. They ended up not replacing it. I guess they just must have kept that original cube as evidence.
How in the shit was it stolen? Did he saw it out?
I don't know. That's the weird part. That's why this is fucking strange to me, because you look at the picture now. Like I said, I had no idea how big it was at first until I read another story. Where in 2014, that missing cube was replaced with another cube.
A different cube?
A different cube. Now, check this out.
What?
On this cube that got put in its place, it was marked with letters and numbers. Each side had something different. There was a side with MM. There was another side with JAM. And the numbers 8, 16, 20, and 14. One man claims that he had broken the code. MM equals 13 plus 13 equals 1 plus 3 plus 1 plus 3 equals 8. JAM equals 10 plus 1 plus 13 equals 1 plus 0 plus 1 plus 1 plus 3 equals 6. 8 plus 6 equals 14. Giant fucking code. No, it's way too fucking confusing.
What?
But he broke it out, and basically it listed a date as October 3rd, 2014. He thinks that it is or was the possible start of a plan set in motion by the New World Order. But check this out. This is where I call bullshit.
Oh, dude, I'm Googling October. What was the date?
October 3rd, 2014. But check, this is where I call bullshit this next story, because this was the explanation of the stone that got replaced with the numbers on it. But as luck would have it, a man came forward by the name of Michael Mazzanelli, MM, and he reported that he placed the cube there to commemorate the date of his first anniversary of his marriage to Jennifer Ann Mazzanelli. But it also just so happens that this same guy, he's big into numerology and big into conspiracies.
Weird.
It's very fucking weird. And like I said, in these pictures, the stone is no fucking joke. It's the original guide stones are 19 feet off the ground. You need a big fucking ladder to get up there. And it just seems like something very strange to do, to have like, oh shit, this is missing a cube. I'm going to go ahead and have a cube made and then put numbers and letters on each side of the cube to commemorate my wedding. And yet most of the sides of the stone are going to be blocked from eyesight anyway. So therefore, no one's even going to know what the rest of it said. It just doesn't fucking add up for me.
What happened to the original stone?
The original stone, I don't know. But somebody came back to that one, pulled it out of the cavity, and smashed it to pieces, and then handed out the pieces to onlookers.
Smashed the...
the one with the numbers on it. What? That's what I mean. So it's fucking weird, dude.
He, MM, married JAM on August 16th, 2014. Well, that would explain pretty much everything conveniently wrapped up in a nice...
yeah, I don't
box.
Buy it. I think it's stupid. It's definitely not something I would do. Not to mention, like I stated, that the stones are under CCTV footage at all times, so the police should have known this. They should have been like, yeah, we actually have video of a guy climbing up there and placing the stone in there. But nobody came forward with that evidence.
Who was the guy? William Jeremy Ellis. All right.
But
carry on.
So there's that little fun nugget of the Georgia Guidestones. I'm going to kind of revert back here to R.C. Christian, the man that had them built. Like I said, R.C. Christian shows up and, you know, demands that these stones are made. Now, the name itself, R.C. Christian, is a hats off to the founder of the Rosicrucian movement. And a man by the name of Phil Freeman was a Grail reader. He pointed out that Elberton is the larger town in the general area, and that's the town that they basically contribute these stones to. But ironically enough, there is actually another town which is a little bit closer to the stones, and its name is Dewey Rose. This could be the reason the stones were placed where they were, because the word Dew and Rose are both intimately tied to the Rosicrucian tradition. It's said the symbol of the Rosicrucians was in fact a rose with dew droplets on the petals, because the name itself was from Rose and Crux, having an alchemical meaning connected with dew as the solvent of gold and the cross as the equivalent of light. And on top of all that, there is another name for the area, or no, there is a place 10 miles from, I don't know if it's from Dewey Rose or the Guidestones itself, but it's called Yila Alohi, which is Cherokee for center of the world. Another odd little note there. Oh yeah, as I was talking earlier, there is another stone that is to the west of the actual stones, and it's like the guide to the Guidestones. It tells you a little bit about it, and it gives you the layout and everything else. And it states, the Georgia Guidestones, center cluster erected March 22nd, 1980. Let these be Guidestones to an age of reason. Astronomic features, which I've already gone over. Then it says author R.C. Christian. and then it has the hyphens and says a pseudonym. But pseudonym was spelled wrong on this granite. And there was one guy that I stumbled across it, and then I must have deleted the page. But he somehow translated that to some, like a hidden conspiracy or some garbage like that, which, like I said, further leads into there being a bigger plot around all of this. As you keep going on, there it says sponsors, a small group of Americans who seek the age of reason. And this is what I find weird, and I couldn't find much information on it. Underneath all that, it says time capsule, placed 6 feet below this spot, on, to be opened on. Where one would assume dates are supposed to be, there are no dates. It's blank on this stone. So that's fucking strange to me. Because one would assume that if the time capsule was placed there, that there should at least be a date on. Like, you know, 1943 is when it was placed here. To be opened on 2023. But there's no dates. So does that suggest that nothing has been placed there yet and is supposed to be placed there? Or is it some type of clue, hidden message type situation?
I'm trying to look up current events that happened on October 16th, 2014 that would correlate with the numbers on the cube, and not seeing a whole lot here. Assuming that that is an actual date.
Right.
I mean, it could have been October 14th, 2016.
Yeah, I mean, it could have been... It could have been a whole different fucking code, too. The dude might have fucked the code up.
Well, I stumbled on this weird-ass website as you were sharing information, and it gets real weird. It gets real fucking weird.
All right, well, before you go into that...
Yeah.
I'm gonna spearhead why this caught me so much. I stumbled across this webpage on Steemit, and it was written by Doetwa, D-O-E-T-W-A. He goes over kind of the normal shit that I've covered, but he notes how he stumbled on some interesting things, and this is what he notes. With the idea of globalism is being sold as a positive thing, one should also carefully consider the adverse results of such a radical change before jumping headlong into support of it. Travel will likely be severely limited. Cash will be outlawed, as the global government will undoubtedly pinch every penny out of their tax slaves. Owning any sort of property will be a thing of the past, as socialism is being rebranded and resold for the thousandth time in history. Now he goes on to state how in his research he stumbled across this website called Deagle.com, and it is a guide to military equipment and civil aviation. It has a forecast of population, gross domestic product, military expenditures, and power purchase per county or country for the year 2025. So check this out. He's got this list that I found, and it says country, current population, 2025 forecast population. USA is the top of the list, 323,990,000 people. The 2025 forecast is 54,326,300 people.
What?
Canada loses almost 10 million. France goes down 20 million. UK goes down 50 million. Spain goes down 23 million.
What is this forecast based on? Why?
I don't know. I don't know where he found it or anything like that, the Netherlands.
I'm over here trying to decipher this fucking cube, and you fucking
the Netherlands
come at me with that.
Drop down about a million. But here's a crazy thing. The Philippines rise almost 10 million. Brazil rises 5 million. Now, for the United States alone in this list, it shows the United States taking an 83% loss of life. So it's fucking weird. It's weird. But weird. You go, you know, you look at this overall and you're kind of like, well, what the fuck? Well, in that little thing that I just stated, and this is where it's fucking crazy. Like, you take off your thinking cap and put on your tinfoil hat and get ready, because what's going on in the world today, specifically the United States, there's a lot of crazy shit going on, especially with like the COVID shit and all that stuff. And I just find it crazy because this, it was written around 2015, 2016 era, something like that. But what's he say? He says, travel will likely be severely limited.
Ding.
Cash will be outlawed as the global environment will undoubtedly pinch every penny out of their taxpayers. And like I was just telling Steve today, I've been hearing rumors and chatter about the physical dollar, the physical money is going away. And you hear that and you're kind of like, yeah, what the fuck ever. Like, that's just horseshit. But I was talking to my mom and she's gone to Walmart the past couple weeks to get groceries, and she's noticed that the self-checkouts, you're not allowed to use money there with them at all. You can only use card. And one day, out of curiosity, my mom just asked, she's like, what the hell is with this? Why can't I use cash? And the lady was like, yeah, there is a change shortage right now, and we don't even know if we're going to get change back ever again. So it might just be a card system from now on. And that kind of leads into some of the theories on the NWO taking over, is that they want to get rid of the physical dollar. That way everything is digital and they can monitor it and basically have complete full control of your money. So it just kind of caught me because it's the 40th anniversary of the Guidestones. You have some of these things that he talked about has happened. Travel was severely limited there for a while in the United States and across the world because of the COVID. If this comes to fruition about them getting rid of physical money, well, there's another one you can just tack on to it. And then when they talk about socialism being rebranded and resold for the 1,000th time, that's kind of what's happening across the planet. There are people who are believing that this stuff is for the best, when in all reality it might not be. And then you go into the 2025 forecast population and it shows the United States taking an 83% loss of life.
Dude, that's terrifying.
And you know what's the first guide on these stones? Maintain humanity under 500 million people.
I wonder if you add all that up, if it's still under 500,000.
Oh, dude, that'd be fucking crazy. Because I'm sure this report is not on the entire world.
Yeah, that couldn't be, because Philippines and Brazil alone would be over 300 million.
Yeah, but look at these numbers. I mean, that's right around the 500 million mark. It's got to be. Because there's another 100 million right there. I bet it's almost right on the money, dude.
Fucking weird.
It is fucking weird. But yeah, that's kind of the shit that I found on the Georgia Guidestones. And there's probably fuckloads more out there, because if you wanted to get into the whole Rosicrucian backstory plot, you know, you could go on for quite some time. And what were you saying about the cube?
Oh, I'm in a rabbit hole here. I don't know what the fuck's going on. They're basically saying that the first cube was removed by the Freemasons.
Dope.
They're the ones that took it out. Doesn't say why, but they link a bunch of articles here. This was a message sent to this not secure website I'm on, so I'll probably get my bank account hacked.
Hell yeah.
But The Guidestones were built by the Freemasons. They link them to Ted Turner, saying he was also behind it. Then they talk about the cube. They say, let me find it.
It's a no-joke cube. That's what I can't get over.
Yeah.
And it's fucking cut like a goddamn cube.
They link a bunch of websites here, but they're questionable. It says, notice the article that I linked has no author, so there's no accountability. Notice the mugshot of William Jeremy Ellis, who is the person supposedly reported to take the first cube, is computer-generated. It's an artificial collage photo made up of constructed layers of different faces. If you search for William Jeremy Ellis, you will find that he never existed in Anniston, Alabama, where they say he did. The articles say deputies saw vandals on the cameras and were tipped off like that.
So in that one, it says vandals.
Yeah.
Not the one guy.
As we reported in our first Georgia Guidestones article, the cameras were inoperable at the time, so it was impossible for the deputies to see the vandals on the cameras at the monument site. That's why they only got a picture of him putting it back.
Gotcha.
According to the first report. Now, this one says, oh, we saw this guy on the cameras right. that weren't working at the time.
Gotcha.
Where the fuck am I at here?
But basically what I was getting at with this cube is it would take somebody with knowledge to cut this fucking thing.
Yeah. And they're like, why would it make sense for a vandal to drive hundreds of miles from Alabama back to Georgia to return the piece of the cube?
Yeah, why wouldn't he just throw it out in the trash?
They're saying the cube that was replaced is not the cube that was taken.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. Yeah.
They're showing that it's
a completely different cube.
This is not the MMJAM cube. This is the cube that was destroyed first is a different cube.
Oh.
Two fake cubes.
Cool.
So you got a red herring, and then you got a red herring.
Dope.
So the OG cube that was taken,
is
nobody
gone.
Still knows where the fuck it is.
Yeah.
The one that was destroyed was the first red herring cube. And then the one that was replaced, because you can see peg holes and stuff if you look. Like, I've found a whole bunch of pictures on here, and it doesn't mix all together. Anyway, they go back to the cube that was put in by, what's his fuck, anniversary guy. And they're, like, talking about the letters and shit.
Yeah.
The date of, if you go 8-14-2016 instead of 8-16-2014, 8-14-2016... basically was he planned, this man named William Morgan planned to expose the Freemasons via a book called Illustrations of Masonry by one of the fraternity who's devoted 30 years to the subject. He obtained a copyright for this particular book on August 14th, 1826. Shortly afterward, he was murdered by the Freemasons. This led to the Morgan affair, yada, yada, yada. What does the letters mean? Well, they think MM stands for Master Mason. No surprise.
Makes
they
sense.
Said JAM stands for a Latin term called Judici Anno Mundi, in the judgment of the world, judgment day.
Fucking dope.
Cool. But apparently that didn't happen because judgment day was not 2016.
No.
Because we're still here unless we did die and we don't know it.
Well, and I have, like we've kind of briefly talked about before, when it comes to this whole judgment day thing. So, like, here is one way to perceive that shit. Whenever, because we literally just got a message the other day about how the Mayan calendar was fucked.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be around Father's Day, the end of the world, et cetera, et cetera. But say, we'll just take this for example, the Georgia Stone. Say that was supposed to be the NWO's endgame day, where they're like, yeah, we're cashing in. This is the day. We have, you know, we have a goal set, and here they are moving shadow pieces that we're not seeing, but the rest of the world doesn't know they're moving these pieces or those pieces even exist. But the natural world goes on as it does. But who's to say that this little path that the NWO has set in motion isn't monkey wrenched by just everyday living, you know, things that they can't. They can't control every aspect of life. They think, or they try to, But I mean, we all have our quote unquote free will to kind of go about, and who's to say we don't monkey wrench their plans from time to time? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, they're setting a goal date, but maybe something happens around the world that monkey wrenches their plans.
Can't.
That you just...
It doesn't fall into place.
Yeah, you just... You like, you know, it's kind of like playing the stock market in a way where you're just like, you know what? This is down. I'm going to put a bunch of money into it, and I hope that it goes back up and I can bank off of it, but it doesn't always work the way you want it to. So it's kind of... That's my theory on whenever they set these fucking doomsday dates, or people are just out of their mind. You know, it's whatever.
Yeah, it's a big fear for people. You know, the end of the world.
Fuck yeah, I can understand. Fucking, I mean, nobody wants to really die, but you know, it is what it is. I don't know. But I just thought
the guidestones are telling us.
And I think we should go visit the stones sometime.
I'm down.
It'd be so fucking
people
cool.
People vandalize
just to go
them all the fucking time, which,
I know,
is
which is
kind of
fucked up.
Don't fuck shit up.
Yes, but I mean, I don't know. It's just stupid to vandalize them like that, because they don't even know, they don't even know the real reason why they're there. And the dude that left it, I mean, he left super cryptic. He was just like, hey, I'm going to give you this name. It's not a real name. And the gentleman, all of them that set this plan in motion, said it took 20 years to formulate it. And the guys that he approached, the masons that he approached, or the granite cutters or whatever the fuck you want to call them, they wanted no part of this job. So they just kept throwing out asinine quotes to him. And every time he would just stand there and be like, okay, like, yeah, I can deal with that. Like, I can afford it. And they're like, fuck.
Perfect.
So instead of 150, we're going to charge you 300,000. And he's just like, okay. Like, I don't have a problem with any of this.
Cash or check, dog.
Yeah, I mean, they obviously were very wealthy, powerful people that wanted these stones up, and they all believed in the same ideology. So I don't know. You know, what do you guys think? Do you think that this is a path for a better future, or does it have a little bit more of a dark undertone to it?
Yeah. Is it just a bunch of Satanists trying to make a sacrificial altar?
It's kind of crazy because you read about it a little bit, and like, you'll hear sections of story where it's like, yeah, the locals are super proud to have this and blah, 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 blah. And then you hear like side where they're like, yeah, the locals fucking hate this and they want to tear it down so bad, but they can't.
I don't know, man. It's fucking weird.
It is weird. And like I said,
it's so cryptic, and there's so...
Yeah.
There's so much lore around it now.
Yep, and it's...
You'd
it's
think
all
be
open
a,
for
you'd
interpretation.
You'd think there would be a fucking money trail or something someone could search down and figure
Nobody
out...
Nobody can find shit, man.
Who the fuck it is.
And if it is tied to the Rosicrucians, I mean, they have ties to the Freemasons and the Illuminati. There's that.
Probably the Brotherhood of the Snake.
Probably.
Because every time I say that, then we get weird calls on our fucking call line.
Yeah. The only calls we get on our call line.
True. We do have a call line if you people want to use it.
If
That'd
not,
be dope.
It's fucking whatever.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything's going to be fine. I do think we should go see the Guidestones, though.
Oh, I'm totally down.
That'd be a dope road trip.
Yeah, it wouldn't even be that far.
Fuck no.
We could make it.
And we could go ghost hunting.
Hell yeah.
That'd be dope.
But yeah, what do you guys think? It's definitely a weird case for me.
I don't know. Like, it's a rabbit hole you go into and you can't find any answers. That's the worst part.
No,
like,
but the rabbit hole keeps expanding the more you look.
And I did not know that someone stole a piece. Why in the fucking hell would you steal a piece of the cube? Or of the stone? You
know
what I mean?
I don't know. But it like I said, I'm not kidding. We'll post pictures. And you guys will understand, like, you look at this, and it took a professional to do.
Yeah, it looks like it was cut out, lasered out. Maybe.
I don't even know how the fuck you'd cut a goddamn cube out of granite, like, out in the middle of nowhere like that.
Slowly?
I guess you just had some type of special handsaw and it's like cut.
Or laser. And the cameras conveniently stop working while you're doing it.
Right. So I don't know. I thought it was a pretty interesting topic that I stumbled on. So what do you guys think?
If anybody out there has seen the Guidestones, we'd love to hear from you or have pictures, personal pictures of the Guidestone.
Hell yeah.
Shoot them over and we'll share them because that'd be dope. And we don't have time to go to Georgia right now.
Not at the current moment.
So we'll probably wrap it up there. Tell us what you think about the Guidestones. A mere map to a better future or map to the end of the world? Bum, bum, bum. Check us out at all our social medias, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. Come and hang out with us. You know the drill. If you have a creepy story, get it to us. And until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and I don't know. Listen to the Guidestones. Or don't. I don't give a shit. Do you?